Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news and outrage reviews to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow American, is the broadcast for January 22nd, in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. We reject revolution, but stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, using the checks and balances the founders gave us. Welcome to the broadcast, news the networks refuse to use, always on tap. When Sam and Kurt take to the airwaves, Kurt's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. You know, Lowell Nelson does just such a stellar job on the radio. Lowell Nelson, our guest last hour. We talked about the reauthorization of the FISA courts and how abusive it is. We talked about a few Republicans really have been fighting against it, but for the most part, they sold us down the river, including Donald signing it. We talked about the coercive power of government agencies. We talked about this, of course, national ID card that we've fought against for over 20 years, probably 25 years now, and it still rears its ugly head, even when Republicans have control of everything. It's an absolute disgrace, ladies and gentlemen. It's like, wow, are you kidding me? But that's what's happening. And it's tragic, to say the least. All right. Kurt, Donald does so much good and so much bad all in a given day, it's hard for me to keep track of it all.
Well, I don't even know what to say for that, Sam. I mean, he does. He's a busy guy. Yeah.
Anyway, the only way I know how to break it down, though, is instead of attacking the Donald, I want to just tell you the good that he does and celebrate that good. I want to tell you the wrong that he does, or the bad that he does, and I want to say shame on him for doing that. But it doesn't do any good just to attack. The important thing is to know this isn't personal. I bet if I sat down to lunch with the Donald, that would have a great time. I'm sure we'd get along, would enjoy each other's company, etc. But I'm telling you, I can't go along with some of the wrong things that he does. Out of control. Signing the FISA court disaster is my point. The reauthorization of FISA 702 is an absolute constitutional disaster. Okay, it's illegal surveillance of United States citizens without due process of law. Where's the warrant, folks?
The Make America Great Again part's missing here, isn't it?
Amen to that, Kurt. You got to speak up, though. Shame on the Donald because he signed it into law. Okay, 65 Republicans are calling for the immediate release of the FISA memo so we can get a handle on this stuff and have transparency here. There were 8 Republican senators who defended your Fourth Amendment rights. Good for them. But that's only 8%, Kurt. It's not even close to enough.
That's right. Well,
we're talking about the coercive power of weaponized, unconstitutional government agencies. But they're now trying to push a national ID card down our throat again, folks. And this is all under complete Republican control. It's shocking. Now, again, Donald does so much good and so much bad. There's some of the bad. I'm going to vacillate to some of the good. Trump makes history, becomes first president to give a video address at the March for Life conference. There's never been a president so bold in defense of pro-life in modern times, Kurt. You got to give Donald credit.
Yep. Good point. Yeah, they were celebrating the whole pink hat thing, Sam, the kind of weird ones that we saw when we were back there for the inauguration, and I guess they say he trolled them or whatever. I don't know what they call that. But he said, get out there and celebrate. We got the lowest, employment or unemployment rate for women in, I don't know how many years, a lot of years. In other words, you know, he's touting his or the accomplishments of what happens when government gets out of the way. And, you know, of course, they didn't want to hear that. There were some comments about it. The one lady was like, well, last year these ladies learned to knit, you know, where they knitted those weird little hats things. And she said that they ought to learn something new this year or whatever. But, hey, the bottom line is they're out there protesting. And in America where you have at least two sides of every issue, you know, some people feel differently than others. Socialism and communism moves forward, and freedom as well is trying to move forward.
Amen to that. Now, here's what's interesting about a lot of this, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Donald trolled these guys, I guess.
Yeah.
Right? However, the religious right is basically celebrating Donald's efforts. And they're saying that he's doing a great, great job. Religious right blessed by Trump and Pence is what they say. US Today Today says a year after Donald moved into the White House, the conservative religious folks are counting their many blessings. A guy named Johnny Moore is a spokesman for their organization of evangelicals and said, well, he's also teaming up with this guy, Jim Dolly, Focus on the Family. They estimate that the Trump administration has taken about 17 positive actions on the pro-life agenda alone, Kurt. That's a tally that they claim adds up to the greatest gains by a single president for pro-life since the Supreme Court, quote, legalized abortion. They say that the president's accomplishments in the first year of office is absolutely astounding. Trump has indeed been delivering on his promises to focus on judicial appointments, to policy changes, and more. Trump really has been working hard for the pro-life agenda. Now, Kurt, I think I was the singular person to say that the most important thing of the Donald Trump administration would be of anything, bar none, no matter what he did, what he didn't do, etc., the most important thing he could do would be to be absolutely, unequivocally pro-life. And in the Donald's defense, Kurt, he's done more on that front than anybody in my whole lifetime.
Great point.
So we're talking about preserving religious liberty, and we're talking about pro-life efforts. Now, think about that for a minute, because I don't know if anybody focused on this as doubling down as much as I did to say pro-life is the most important issue by far.
Yeah, good point.
All right, Donald has put a lot of pro-life judges on the courts across the land as well, Kurt. Anti-abortion actions is how they write it. Okay, prohibiting USAID supporting international groups that promote abortion. He's done that. Trump literally addressed this year's pro-life march. I wish we could have attended, but we didn't have the funding. Elevating religious protections to pro-life. Trump also signed an executive order to protect religious liberty. And the Justice Department issued new guidance aimed at giving religious groups and individuals, quote, broad protections to express their beliefs when they come in direct conflict with government regulations. They're protecting doctors and other medical personnel who don't want to perform abortions and who are being forced to participate in other health care that goes against their beliefs, like sex changes, etc. Now, They say, the opponents say, that Trump is allowing religious exemptions to let people violate and discriminate. However, Mr. Moore highlights that Trump has demonstrated that you don't have to check your belief system at the door to have a cooperative and a beneficial relationship with the proper role of the federal government. For example, the Justice Department sided with the baker who didn't want to design a wedding cake for the same-sex couple. There's good news going on, folks, and we cannot ignore this positive effort by Donald Trump. He has promised a pro-life agenda in the debates with Hillary, and he is delivering. There's no doubt about it. Could he do more? Yes. But we're going to be grateful for all that he's done. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right? And he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
So they're all talking about the women's marches all over the globe. We'll get to that as the broadcast unfolds in a few minutes here. But we're talking about the good that Donald Trump does. There's plenty of it. Evangelicals across the country are praising Donald and Mike Pence for the job they're doing on the pro-life stance. And boy, do I agree. I would submit to you that I singularly focused on the pro-life agenda as the most important thing that the Trump administration could focus on, bar none. And I think the religious right folks are agreeing with me and celebrating what Donald's done. Now, Donald gave an incredible speech via satellite to the pro-life folks. That was wonderful. We haven't seen that in our whole lifetimes. But there's also a woman that's not getting any coverage that deserves it, Kurt, who spoke at the pro-life rally as well. Do you know who it is?
Let's see. Who would have spoken? I don't know.
Who is that? Tebow's mother.
Oh, very
yeah, incredible speech, by the way. Tim Tebow's mom gives powerful speech at March for Life, writes Peter Hassan, Daily Caller. Mm-hmm. Incredible. The mainstream press doesn't want to talk about this woman. She ain't wearing no goofy hat. She stood up for pro-life, and she tells her personal story about Tim. Do you know about this, Kurt?
Well, I know that I've heard him say, or I've read, you know, stuff from him where he says that his mom didn't even know. I think she was thinking of having an abortion for him or whatever.
Well, not really.
Something like that.
The doctors told her that she had to have an abortion or she would die.
Oh, okay. There was something like that.
And they said there was something wrong with Tim, and that you know, she her own life is at risk, and she doubled down. quadrupled down, whatever you want to talk. And she said, no, we're going to have this baby. And so they did, and they prayed and hoped that Tim would become a strong young man. Oh, boy. I think Tim's a pretty strong young man.
He turned out okay. I mean, you know. Yeah.
More than okay. A strong advocate for pro-life, a man that stands on Christian principles. I think he's got a pretty strong body there, Kurt.
Yeah, there's even, you know, basically some reports now that say he's invited by the Mets to spring training camp, Sam.
That's phenomenal news. Yeah. But anyway, so she tells her story about faith and about hope and about trust in God and about pro-life and how it turned out wonderful for their family, and they're so proud of Tim and so grateful that they chose life.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff.
What an impressive personal narrative that tells the story of pro-life like very few can.
Yeah.
I say very few because it's one thing for me or Tim or somebody else to speak of their lives. It's another thing for the mother to have the faith to say, I know everybody's telling me to abort this baby. All the physicians, I know my own personal life, at least according to them, is at risk. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to have the faith to carry on. I'm going to put my trust in the Almighty God, and I'm going to have this baby. And oh, she's so grateful she did, Kurt. And there you have it. And anyway, what a powerful speech given. All right. Anything else on the pro-life rally, Kurt? Or, you know,
see, Sam, that story there, though, ought to be a big, big, big story. It ought to be being covered wall to wall. You enter in Google, you enter in Tim Tebow, and I can't even find it, Sam.
What if you type Tim Tebow mom?
I know, but what I'm saying is, see, if Google's search things worked right, it should show you that story without having to do that.
The reason that I'm asking you to type in mom is because then I bet it'll pop up. The problem is you have to know enough to type that, and that's the point that Kurt's driving at, is that they're deceiving you by leaving it out. Now, really, any modern references to Tim Tebow should come up, and this should be the most, quote, modern references of Tim Tebow to date, not counting the story that he's going to possibly be on the Mets or that he's invited to spring training. Those are the two top stories that should come up when you type in Tim Tebow, right?
That's right, and it's a good news story. It's a story about life.
Well, it's only good news if you believe in life,
Kurt. That's the key thing. Yeah, that's the key thing that you have to remember here. There's people that have this basically agenda to, you know, eliminate babies and you know, all that kind of stuff.
Hate-filled, hostile, pro-death agenda, I might add.
Well, besides that, here's what you got when you've got Tim Tebow. This is the whole package. You've got a Christian man who doesn't, you know, he's a sports figure. He doesn't do all the crazy stuff the sports guys are doing, many of them. You know, he is celibate. You know, he's looking for a good woman that will, you know, participate in those activities after he's married. He's a former homeschooled kid growing up, yet he's got the Heisman Trophy as, you know, in his back pocket. I mean, he played professional football big time, did great stuff there. I mean, there's all these reasons that they would normally cover him because of the sports stuff, but doggone, he doesn't do all the right stuff for him. You know, he doesn't promote, you know, all the bad stuff that we see so many times. And so they just say, well, we just don't have a place for that. You know,
yeah, if you type in Tim Tebow's mom, then you get pay dirt, though.
You're right.
Doctors told. So you got to know enough to type in mom, and they're going to shut you down unless you know enough.
Yeah, and that's why the average person's just not even going to see it. You know, like the one where it says, Tim Tebow on confronting abortion, doctors call me a tumor. His mom was told that he was a tumor, not a baby. You know, referred to him as a tumor. So, you know, but like I say,
and
if
they
you
still
look
believe
in the
he's
right
a tumor,
places,
Kurt.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And they want to either, you know, get rid of the tumor or just not talk about the tumor. You know what I mean? Because he's a problem for him.
Anyway, all I can tell you is very strange stuff, if you ask my opinion. And again, who would know to put mom in there, Kurt? The only way you could know is if you already know the story. See what I mean? Otherwise, why would you randomly go, well, add mom to that search, you know? But M-O-M, three letters, makes the whole difference on what comes up. It's telling me they're intentionally blocking that. Because look, all the other things that do come up when you just type Tim Tebow aren't as recent as these articles.
That's exactly right, Sam.
So why the difference?
That shows you.
And the answer is because they're playing games with the search engines. They don't want that to come up.
Well, if not, I mean, I'm open to Google explaining why that doesn't happen, Sam. I mean, they could go ahead and teach us, but it sure doesn't, you know, it's like the old deal where the guy says, hey, you know, it doesn't pass the smell test, you know, and that's the way it is, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so I'm only highlighting that if you know enough to type in mom, then it almost forces it up. That way they can say, oh, no, well, why would I bring up a story about Tim's mom if you don't put in that in the search? Well, because it's the most recent thing on Tim, that's why. But see, they could play games, and then they have this plausible deniability, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it's intentionally manipulated, Kurt. Now, do this. I want you to go to Bing for a second, Kurt. Are you familiar with the search engine Bing?
Yeah, I am.
Type in Bing. Go to Bing. And I want you to tell me what happens if you type in Tim Tebow on that search engine. Do you get the same results or different results or what? Bing.com.
Yeah. I'm working on it. Okay.
Tim Tebow. T-E-B-O-W, right?
So I've got fixer-uppers Chip and Joanna. Gaines team up with Tim Tebow, Laura Bush. Tim Tebow gets an invite to Mets major stream. You know, there's not one of those stories, Sam, you know. Videos of Tim Tebow, you know, just don't have a space for Tim Tebow.
Now you can type in Tim Tebow life, and I'll bet it will come up.
You think?
I don't know.
I wouldn't be surprised if it did with Tim Tebow's mom. So you want life?
Yeah. And if you know. Yeah, see, it comes right up. She'll headline the pro-life rally there. Tim Tebow's mom speaks at life.
I found it, but it wasn't certainly right down in there. It was what, like three.
And see, the Daily Caller comes up. You got to also wonder, too. If it wasn't for the Daily Caller, would this even come up at all, Kurt?
Well, that's right. That's the key thing about what you always teach us.
And I got a question.
The media makes the rules.
If it wasn't for Liberty News Radio and Liberty Roundtable Live, even if the Daily Caller wrote about it, would you all know about it? Just wondering. We celebrate Tim Tebow and his mother's incredible faith.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com. and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Koshertified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at koshertified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Koshertified app will be your start. Download it now at koshertified.com. That's koshertified.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt, hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Like I say, Donald's really hard to read. In some ways, he's such a blessing, and in some ways, it's like, what the heck is the guy doing? I would encourage everyone to be concerned about the problems with Donald. Speak out politely and boldly about the concerns. When he signs the reauthorization of FISA, he's out of his mind. It's unconstitutional is why, folks. Let's be very clear. It violates the Fourth Amendment, due process of law. It turns government agencies into weaponized spy agencies against the people. It's absolutely wrong. Okay, it turns into the coercive power of government agencies, which needs to be stopped for sure. And they're also pushing for a national ID card. Donald, don't let him get away with that deception either, please. However, when Donald Trump makes history and becomes the first president to give a video address at the March for Life rally, wow, that's incredible. Religious right blessed by Trump and Pence, writes USA Today. Tim Tebow's mom literally goes to the pro-life rally, March for Life, and literally tells her personal story. They said he was nothing but a mass, like a tumor. They said her life was at risk, but she had faith and trust in God, and she decided to have Tim. They prayed and had hope and faith that he'd grow up to be a strong young man. And boy, what a powerful example for freedom and liberty and religion and morality. You just got to dig it. Anyway, any more on this before we move on, Kurt? No matter what I type in, unless I know exactly what to type, I can't find anything on this incredible story about Tim Tebow's mom telling her personal experiences at the pro-life event. Kurt, nothing.
Well, that's what I see. And then, to take it a little further, let's say you go and you want to go to Amazon and you want to look up, you know, hey, what do they got on Tim Tebow? If you type in Tim, you get all these things, all these people's names or whatever, individuals that I've never even heard of, but you don't get Tebow, with it, And so, I wonder how long it would take if you type in Tim, there you go. When you put a T, then way down there, they have Tim Tebow books. But I just gotta feel like there's some kind of hiding going on of these guys that don't want this kind of thing promoted.
And the question is there a search engine that would do us justice? Because I'm telling you right now, one of the problems that I have in America is we never build our own anything. We're just relying on Microsoft and Google for our search engines, folks, really? We're relying on YouTube for our video services, really? They all hate us. They're doing everything they can to undermine us. Why can't we build our own search engine? Very interesting. All right, I guess James Comey's in the news, Kurt. You've heard of the revolving door, right?
Yeah, it's part of the swamp, isn't it?
Amen, sir. You know where he's at going to be now?
I suppose he's going to be, I don't know, at some
federal this is a shocker.
Agency.
No. He's not in government, Kurt. He's out.
Then he'll go back in next time, right?
Probably, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's just waiting in the wings, if you will.
Okay.
But it turns out that he's been hired by a university. Headline says, James Comey to teach ethics college course. I kid you not, he's going to teach a college ethics course now, Kurt.
Well, we've seen this over and over, Sam. Remember the, I was going to say the crazy lady that was on the Clintons, Donna Shalala, I think was her name, if I remember right. And, you thought, man, where in the world would she go? And then she ended up at, like, Stanford, got some big professor deal or head of some department. And you just thought, man, this is just how they do it. They move out, but then they just give them the gravy train. You know, they give them this golden parachute. And we see it so many times how the swamp works.
And that's happening with James Comey right now. All right, now while that's going on, Kurt, I want to highlight this story. I got it from USA Today news section. I want you to look this up at the headline. Women's rallying cry. Real march yet to come. It's a big, long story, Kurt. Look this up. USA Today. Women's rallying cry. Type that in. See what you find. Okay. It's a big, long story. I mean, a long article. And it basically says women's rallying cry. Real march, yet to come. Now, the reason this is important is because I just don't understand how this stuff gets off the ground. I do understand, but I don't understand. I'll explain. I don't understand how this could ever get off the ground. Okay, most of these women are either poor and they're in college, or they're mothers, or they're single, women that never got married or whatever. And they say women's marches for empowerment across the globe happened for a second day Sunday with rallies from Australia to Zambia and in the United States from New York to Vancouver. I guess these rallies took place against a backdrop of what they're calling dysfunction in Washington as the federal government's completely shut down. They say in the U.S. Sunday, quote, the Power to the Polls campaign by these women is working on women voters and women running for office all across the land. They're launching a drive aimed at registering 1 million voters nationwide as volunteers literally show up at stadiums. It's crazy. All right. They say the events are monumental. They say this year we have a, quote, meaningful opportunity to make an impact. An impact in the 2018 elections. In New York City, they say about 200 men and some women gathered, or some 200 women and some men gathered. They had a religious rally that had a women's rally that had a religious twist. It's weird as could be. They talk about Mary. Blessings for marchers. They want to rise up, and there's something about Mary. Yeah, she didn't murder her baby, first of all. Thanks for the opportunity to bring our faith to feminism. The real power is at the polls, they claim. Anyway, they had marches in over 30 countries, Kurt. Now, when we can't raise 5 cents for liberty, hardly, how do these women, Kurt, create a global outreach in over 30 countries? The crowds were undaunted by cold, rainy days. On Saturday and Sunday, they paid homage to the 2017 Women's March that happened a year ago. And they say that empowerment for women took on a heightened urgency after the, quote, harassment reality check happened in the entertainment industry, politics, sports, and more. How does this happen, Kurt? Where does the money in the organization come from? And I submit to you that I smell a rat. Not because women don't have the right to rally and speak out, but because there's an evil agenda here. And it's funded. These women don't have money and organizational abilities to get this done. Now, I'm not saying women aren't smart. What I'm saying is many of these women are young and in college. They don't have any money, Kurt. Many of these women are married to some liberal guy or whatever, or they're single women. I mean, they might have a little bit of money, but nothing to speak of. How does this get off the ground? Literally have a huge march in Washington a year ago. A year later, say we've been empowered by all this abuse. Now it's in over, quote, 30 countries. It's global in its funding, global in its carrying out. And they aim to make a big difference in the 18 elections. How does this stuff happen? I submit to you there's only one way. Any thoughts on this, Kurt?
Yeah, I mean, this is, at least I think this is the way that we've seen this in the past. You could track down this money, you know, whether it was the community organizer kind of deal with Barack Obama. You track down the money, you find that like George Soros is behind it, you know, and different people like that. You know, the good women that I know of to yesterday were rallying in one place, and that was called church. And they were, strengthening their families, doing things like that. They weren't, getting out trying to affect elections. You know what I mean?
All right. Turns out Rand Paul's attacker now pleads guilty to felony. We'll talk about that in seconds.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. So we still don't have any details of why Rand Paul got sideways in Bowling Green, Kentucky, with his neighbor that literally had tackled him from behind while he was mowing the lawn. But now, I guess this guy pleaded to felony charges, Kurt. So I don't know what's up with that. What do you think? They say it's not politically motivated. All right, we'll try to get Kurt back here. Interesting about Rand Paul.
I had to just race across the street and load a heater in my wife's van so she could take it to her dad. So I'm back.
All right. Anyway, so we're trying to talk about Rand Paul here, Kurt.
Yeah, I heard that. And Rand, you know, at least is one thing he does is he uses the media of email, to send out the reports. But, you know, this salt thing, I thought this would have been happening a long time ago, didn't you?
What would be happening? That Rand got assaulted? Or that this guy would
plead
to a felony or what?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the speedy trial thing, wasn't that like 4 or 5 months ago?
Yeah, but there's no speedy trials in America anymore, my friend. They're just, you know, fraught with disaster every time.
Great point.
So what do you think? I mean, he pled guilty to a felony and stuff, but we still don't even know what this was about, Kurt. They say it wasn't about politics. They say Rand hasn't dealt with this guy for years. I mean, what gives us
the same? It's the same way when they tell us there's no terrorist, you know, connection when the guy shoots 500 people, and you know they announce there's no, they know there's no terrorism involved, you know, at the head of the thing. And when they say there's, they know there's no political connection. They know, you know, they're just talking, Sam. I mean, they're just, you know, spouting off words when they don't know what's up. But they got to say something, I guess, so that the media can write some story.
Anyway, I find it just fascinating how that all works. I'm not even really sure what it all means. In other words, why this big old to-do, but we never find out why. We don't know why in the disaster in Vegas. We don't know why in the Rand Paul case.
Right.
Here's the question that I have. Is it that they don't know why, or is there a cover-up on this, Kurt?
I think it's the second. Number one, I mean, you can see these are people, the CNN types and the other, you know, New York Times types that basically tell their followers that if you let people like Rand Paul continue, I mean, you're basically, the earth is at peril. And so,
boy, howdy. You know, might actually have a little bit of freedom going on.
Yeah, that's
all right. Steve King, who I like quite a bit, throws his support behind Arizona's Kelly Ward. Kelly Ward's in the contest with Joe Arpaio. So Steve King backs Kelly Ward against Joe Arpaio. What do you think of that, Kurt?
Well, you know, that's a very good question. It's nice, at least apparently we have couple of, you know, better choices than Flake, right?
Yeah. All right. It gets worse, Kurt. You ready for this story?
Yeah.
Google,
I think so,
has an actual secret police. They're called the Speech Police, Kurt. Daily Caller writes the piece. Look it up.
Well, that's kind of what we were talking about.
Yeah, Google has an actual secret speech police. Look up this article. You're absolutely right. But again, it's one thing to talk about it and have our assertions that that's the case. It's another to get it documented in the mainstream press. Now, I know
so
Daily Caller is not totally
under
mainstream.
Google?
No, you should. Well, sure, you should type it into Google.
Yeah.
Google has an actual secret speech. Just type that. Peter Hassan with the article. They say in more than 100 non-government organizations, they call them NGOs, and government agencies around the world, they help police YouTube finding extremist content ranging from, quote, so-called hate speech to terrorist recruiting videos. All of them have confidentiality agreements signed, barring Google, the parent company, that's YouTube's parent company, I should say, from releasing who's involved. Now, a handful of groups, including the Anti-Defamation League, the ADL, and others, mm-hmm. are all involved, working closely with YouTube's employees to crack down on this extremist content. They do it in two ways. First, they're equipped with digital capabilities to mass flag content they don't like.
Yeah.
Wow. So you got the people algorithms and the automatic algorithms are the kind of two ways. And they say it's an uphill battle on court because, quote, Google, as a private company, is not bound by the First Amendment.
No.
Anyway, it goes on and on and on and on. But this is a big story where they document this Google reality check, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just us saying this anymore. It's been documented now. And it turns out, how do we know this? Because even though these secret agreements, these NDAs or whatever, prohibit Google from reporting who's involved, there are some companies that are notifying us about it and that they are involved. Did you see that part, Kurt?
Ooh, that's pretty interesting, isn't it, Sam?
I find it scary.
Mm-hmm. Does it surprise you?
Now, the big thing they say is they might even leave some of the questionable content up, but it won't be monetized. The only person that'll make money from it is Google.
Yeah, good point. It's kind of like that white noise thing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Snopes will be fact-checking for Facebook. Employs leftists almost exclusively, and so does the YouTube police, Kurt. But they literally blatantly admit they're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even when you force your videos to be remonetized because you prove something, the revenue that you lost will not be recouped, a Google representative told the Daily Caller. Think about that. Now, they go on and say they don't think it's a grand conspiracy against conservatives.
Of course they do.
Of course, you would never cop to a conspiracy, Kurt, because then you'd be, you know.
Yeah, because none of those exist, Sam. I mean, there's never a conspiracy, right?
What I find fascinating is even the Daily Caller is afraid to admit conspiracy here. But what would you call it, Kurt, if they got a secret agreement to create this, quote, you know, speech police. They got non-disclosure agreements so nobody can talk about it. They literally run around and help Google and YouTube do this. They literally attack conservatives. And then they literally don't have any First Amendment obligations because they're a, quote, private company. But they control so much of the internet through their search engine and through their video-controlled service. What do you think? I mean, would that be a conspiracy or not? Now, we're not really willing to use the word conspiracy because it's, well, you get too blackballed if you use that, Kurt.
Yeah, well, that's what I'd say right now, that's what it is, you know. And you
I would
call it a
unequivocally
business deal,
say that's what it
you
is.
Could call it whatever you want to call it, but it's that's just the way it is. They're working together. They're conspiring to have their way.
Now, there's only one way to really solve this, don't you know, Kurt?
What's that?
We got to have our own version of YouTube, our own video service.
Exactly
and our own
right.
search engine that's controlled by patriots that doesn't do this.
Yep.
But, you know, how do you do that? We can't even get $5 to stay on the air ourselves hardly, Kurt.
We got $5, I know, but...
I know it.
You know, we,
so I, we got it all covered, ladies and
gentlemen.
5 million
or whatever, you know. But one thing I can say is that when we see the widows, and I say that, you know, I guess, what's it called, rhetorically or, you know, speaking, when we see the individuals that send in their $30 a month or whatever it is that, you know, sign up to say we're going to send you money every month, we thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And we couldn't do it without you.
Yeah, so there you go. I just find the Women's March has plenty of cash, plenty of ability. The Google Speech Police have plenty of money, plenty of ability. But for us, Kurt, you know, it's a struggle every single day. But I can make you one promise.
Mm-hmm.
We will not give up. We will do everything within our power to stay on the air, to bring forward news the networks refuse to use, to promote God, family, and country, to protect life, liberty, and property. We will not give up in our quest. We just won't do it. And I know it's discouraging. I get it. But I also get that there's a lot of good things happening. And I get that good people are doing good things. There needs to be more of us. There's no question. But when Trump makes history and becomes the first president to literally unequivocally back pro-life, and when we're on the air to tell you about Tim Tebow's mom and her personal pro-life story, a story of faith and freedom and example, and when we literally have the ability to tell you about this global women's march backed by what dollars, somebody needs to investigate. We can investigate if we have the funding. When we talk about Rand Paul's attacker pleads guilty to felony, I think that's a cover-up. When we talk about this Vegas shooting, I think it's a cover-up. When we talk about the Seth Rich story, I think it's a cover-up. And I think the government's involved in all of it. We know they had a cover-up against the Bundys. They got exposed due to the hard work of the Bundys and us and many others. Mm-hmm. So, ladies and gentlemen, even though it seems frustrating, the first step to stopping Google's actual secret speech police is to shine the light of truth on them and expose them. And thank heavens for your funding, because that's how we're getting it done. We need more, no doubt. But we're grateful for what we've gotten. We make you this promise that we keep all that you donate to us as sacred funds to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property. It's sacred money that helps us take center stage in the new media to help tell the tale of freedom and truth and shine the light on these scoundrels. And have accountability and truth and transparency. And you're part of it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for your involvement. But we absolutely need more. More support for the Widow's Mite Radio Network. More support for the good causes and good things people are doing. We'd like to thank the Daily Caller. They brought a lot of this forward as well. We declare, LibertyRoundtable.com, donate today. This nation shall endure.